You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Morning Broadway.
Hi, everybody.
How are you this morning? Are we good? Oh, yeah. We're so happy to be kicking off Playbill Curtain Up Weekend. I am Ayanna Prescott. My pronouns are she, her, host of What's Up Broadway. Woo! On the lovely Broadway Podcast Network. But I don't think anyone has a bigger fan base than Be More Chill. That show's fans are the reason why the musical went to Broadway. And today, we have the iconic Be More Chill mastermind, Joe Iconis. Hey. Joe is the creator of the music and lyrics of Be More Chill. And today, on his birthday is the Wednesday, but we're celebrating it today.
Happy early birthday.
Yeah, he is joined by How to Be More Chill podcast host Alana Levine and Sam Mayer. Let's welcome them all to the Playbill Piano Bar stage.
Thank you, Ayanna and Christian, so much for leading us in all things Broadway. Sam and I just want to start by saying first a huge thank you to Joe Iconis for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
And after 18 months, how unbelievable is it for us to all be together today in Times Square,
Yeah. The
home base of all things Broadway. So thanks to everyone who are here today.
I think my heart is beating faster right now than it has in 18 months.
Yeah,
I'm so sure. Excited. Adrenaline is pumping. We're here. We're Joe Iconis' biggest fans. We've got Joe Iconis' rest of biggest fans in front of us.
We were such big fans of the Broadway musical Be More Chill and the mastermind behind it that we started a podcast called How to Be More Chill. And we are regrouping today after 18 months of not being able to record in person, thanks to Broadway Podcast Network, who is our host and a platform for all of the most incredible Broadway and performing arts content. So please download the app, listen wherever you live in the world. And without further ado, let's start our Joe Iconis interview in person, Sam.
I have a burning question for Joe Iconis.
Yeah.
How was London? Your show just did a 10-week run on the West End. The West End.
No big deal.
And you got to go, and we want a report from the scene. How was it?
I did. London was really great. So for those who don't know, Be More Chill had a London production that got shut down because of COVID. And so the Be More Chill London production was, I was over there right before everything shut down for a month working on it. And it was the same idea as the Broadway production, but it was a lot smaller. It was really stripped down. It was like a very sort of like intimate, bare bones kind of take on the show. And so we opened and it was going really well, and it was open for literally 2 weeks and then everything shut down, you know? And so we had this amazing opportunity to remount the show this summer on the West End. And we got to do 10 weeks at the Shaftesbury Theater. And it was amazing. It was so incredible. It was so fun.
And then something else happened while you were there, which was you had a little show.
I did, yeah.
What was that?
I did a show at this venue called the Crazy Cox, which is like a very fun name for a venue. It's sort of like the 54 Below of London. Yeah. And it was great. It was so fun. I have to say that when I said that, oh yeah, we should do this, this event
in Times Square.
In Times Square.
Yeah.
I wasn't processing that we would literally be doing an event in the middle of Times Square.
Yes. We're alive, baby.
We're alive. And it's like this, I'm a lifelong New Yorker,
but
I do have to say, it's like a little noisier than I thought it was going to be.
A little noisier.
But how thrilling.
These microphones are going to channel this conversation
into
people's ears.
Yeah.
And this will just be a slight ambient sound.
I love it so much.
So we're going to stay really focused on you. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, as we said earlier, this is about to kick off Joe Iconis' birthday week. We have hired those musicians that you hear in the background right now. That's Joe Iconis' favorite song.
I love it so much.
But we have some fun things planned for you today.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so yeah. This is like, as someone who we know loves this sort of 1950s Mad Men-esque era of cool and groove, we thought back to sort of the game shows of the 50s and a sort of This Is Your Life kind of vibe.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And one of the things that we did is we reached out to some people that you know very well and that know you very well.
Okay.
And they're all going to pop out of a cake in a second.
Absolutely not.
They're all in that piano.
But before that happens, what's going to happen is Sam and I, beginning with Mr. Sam, are going to read you some words of love and salute to Joe Iconis. And you are going to have to guess who in the Joe Iconis orbit sent us this message for
you. Oh my gosh, okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, but I think I'm ready.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Ish. I can't hear you at all. Are you talking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I'm ready.
Okay, Joe Iconis, This Is Your Life. Who wrote this? The thing I love most about Joe Iconis is his friendship. The dude truly values all of his friends. Things have gotten quite busy over the last few years, but he still somehow finds the time for those that he loves. He could be in the middle of previews for something, and somehow I'll still get a text that's like, yo, are you in Midtown by any chance? Want to get a drink tonight? And I love that about him. Chime in if you got it. It's something I truly suck at doing. I can get wrapped up in my own crap quite easily and forget to reach out, but not him. He's always there for his friends.
I'm going to guess it's Eric William Morris.
What?
Whoa!
Yeah.
Star of King Kong, among other things.
King
Eric
Kong's
William
Eric William Morris.
Morris,
yeah.
Broadway Zone.
I knew it.
You knew it.
Yeah.
OG Squip.
What part of it was like, that's Eric?
Because I do the, hey, are you in Midtown thing? And I feel like, I feel like that always resonates with him.
I love it.
Apparently it does. So,
apparently
yeah.
It does.
During King Kong, was it, are you riding on the back of a gorilla right now?
Yeah.
Can you come for a drink?
Yeah, it would be, are you in Midtown right now? And be like, yeah, I'm in King Kong.
Let's go get an old fashioned.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. The thing I love most about, see, all of these I feel like I could have written, but they're not me, just to give you that.
Okay.
The thing I love most about Joe Iconis is his professional ethics on casting. He always tells us that he only casts the kindest people. It makes working on his shows an absolute pleasure. I couldn't figure out why he'd chosen me for the last show, but then I remembered he cast me from a self-tape only 3 days before the scheduled photo shoot for the show, so maybe desperation made him throw his morals out the window. Either way, I love you, Joe, and I can't wait to see you again on another adventure.
I'm guessing that's a Scott Folin.
Was it my accent?
It was your accent. I knew it before your accent, but yeah, Scott played Jeremy in Be More Chill London.
Thank you, Scott
Folin. Yeah.
All the way. This letter came all the way from London.
Oh my gosh.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, boy, it's arms.
Airmail.
Go ahead.
International airmail.
All right, go.
Okay. The thing I love most about Joe Iconis is his undying loyalty, his perseverance and guts, his dedication to his friends and family and community, his deep love for the art form of musical theater, his kindness towards strangers and fans and students, his hilarious comedic instincts, his singular voice as a writer, his songs, his shows, his style, his joyfulness, his ability to cheer people up, his willingness to put himself out there and roll around in the mud, his awe for the city of New York and its history, his pride in his work, his inclination toward adventure, his respect for his elders, his generosity with his time, his open, bleeding heart, and his tremendous singularity as a human being. He's pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
I feel like mud is an important clue.
I mean, I have two people, and their name both starts with the letter J.
Yes.
Is it a Jennifer Tepper?
It is a Jennifer Ashley Tepper.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
The word history was in that one. I thought that was going to be a giveaway.
All right.
Elders gave it away.
I'm going to read a little quickly because there are lots of things we want to get to today.
Yeah.
But you're going to be able to follow. Okay.
Yeah.
The best thing about Joe Iconis, this is an impossible prompt. There are too many things, but I'll narrow it down to two. One of my favorite things about Joe Iconis is he gives really thoughtful opening night gifts. The second thing is, when Joe is playing a show, if he makes the rare mistake on the piano, he will double down on it and play that mistake again and again the next time the chord or chorus or solo line appears in the song. It's as if he's saying, I did that on purpose. Don't believe me? I'll do it that way again. See? It's part of the song. And for that performance, it is. I just think it's so clever. Such a talented musician.
Oh, no. Wait, who is that going to be? Mm-hmm. Is it a Charlie Rosen?
No, but it could be.
Could
but
be.
But it's not.
Yep. Could be. Yeah, I'm trying
to. I like going to like musical like writing.
Do you want one hint?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to say a word.
Okay.
It's actually two words, but it's goodbye.
Jason Sweetooth Williams.
There you go. Yeah. He's a gentleman, also famous for the goodbye song.
Yes.
At the end of every
show. Very much so, yeah.
All right.
Okay, final one. This is a tough one. Mm-hmm. The thing I love most about Joe Iconis is his appreciation of a well-made cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, the man will not settle for ordinary when it comes to his libations. He also loves a good bar. Sitting in a leather high-top chair, bantering with a wisecracking barkeep, and noshing on post-theater foodstuffs.
Noshing is Yiddish.
It's all great.
The snacking.
He certainly got me to appreciate the luxuries of a proper drink. Though I don't like whiskey. He can keep his old-fashioned. I'll take a vodka martini with a dash of hot sauce. Cheers to you, Joseph.
Oh, my goodness. Who just... Oh, my God. Someone just talked about this with me. Liking a vodka martini with a dash of hot sauce. And I can't think of who it is.
Was it anybody here? Did anyone here write this? Raise your hand if you wrote this tribute to Joe Iconis.
No. Literally no one did.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. Home. You probably have spent the most time with this person than you have anyone else on the list so far.
That's true. You've known this person the longest, or vice versa.
I've known this person the longest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's something in the way this person finished this letter that felt like that would be a good hint for you.
Cheers to you, Joseph.
Cheers. I mean, they know your name.
Yes, cheers to me. Cheers to me. Yeah. Joseph. Give me another hint.
Cheers to you, Joseph! Exclamation point.
That is not a hint.
I've spent the most time with this person.
Like your whole life, almost. Or literally.
Oh, it's my brother.
Yes!
Oh, man.
Phil Iconis.
So wild.
Lovely.
I literally, in my brain, I was like, someone was talking to me recently about liking martinis with hot sauce in them. And I literally went to a British woman, like, of a certain age. Like, I was, in my brain, it was like a Maggie Smith type. It was did I meet some, like, old, like, grand dame of the theater in London, and that was the person who was talking about it? But it wasn't. It was my brother.
It was your
Phil Iconis, yeah. Or, you know, same. Maggie Smith.
Yeah, yes. Keely from Ted Lasso.
Yeah, exactly.
It was
similar types.
All right. We are going on to our next lightning round of questions in honor of your 40th birthday,
okay.
Joe Iconis.
Great.
40. Rapid fire. This is like in the style of Vogue,
yes.
73
Imagine
questions.
Imagine as we're entering your house. You look gorgeous.
Yep.
It's us and a camera,
uh-huh.
And it's going to feel completely spontaneous because it is.
Okay. Love
All right.
it. Can't wait.
Are you ready?
So ready.
Yeah.
What is your favorite cocktail?
Manhattan on the rocks.
What is your favorite kind of birthday cake?
Pie.
What is
pie.
One thing you still have from your childhood?
Oh, my goodness. My Carrie playbill.
What is your favorite movie?
Nashville.
What is one habit you wish you could break?
I'm stubborn.
What is your favorite lyric of all time?
What's the use of wondering if he's good or if he's bad?
Oh, it's my turn. What is something you've always wanted to try but been too scared to do?
Do
a live podcast in Times Square.
Be nude on stage.
Wanted well, today's to the day.
Today's the day.
Best advice for your 19-year-old self?
That there's hope. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep dreaming.
Who's your favorite painter?
My favorite painter is Bob Ross.
Who's your favorite Disney character?
My favorite Disney character is Goofy. Favorite solo artist?
Dolly Parton.
What's your favorite board game?
I hate board games.
I love that one.
What is your favorite place you've never been?
My favorite place I've never been is... the castle where they shot Rocky Horror.
Where does one go on a perfect road trip?
One on a perfect road trip would go to Nashville, Tennessee, and hang.
What do you do on a rainy day?
On a rainy day, I might write musicals, which is what I do every day.
This is a trick question.
Maybe what's a sadder favorite musical on the rainy day.
Yeah.
What's your favorite exercise?
I hate exercise so much. Ugh.
What is your worst subject in school?
My worst subject in school is math.
What is your spirit animal?
My spirit animal is a raccoon.
What do you usually eat for breakfast?
For breakfast, I usually eat sausage and fruit because I don't like eggs.
Cooking or baking?
Cooking.
First celebrity crush?
Robin Givens.
Age when you were first kissed?
Oh my goodness. No comment.
Favorite fashion trend of all time?
Skinny ties.
Television show you recently binged?
White Lotus.
What is your kryptonite?
The charcuterie and cheese boards.
What do you first notice about someone when you meet them?
I first notice their personality. Energy.
What is your guilty pleasure?
Charcuterie and cheese boards.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you about life right now?
I'm like 10 and a half, baby.
And a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Describe yourself in a hashtag.
Hashtag loyalty.
What's one thing people don't know about you?
People don't know that I don't know how to ride a bike.
What are three things you cannot live without?
I cannot live without my cat, Diane Kitten. I cannot live without good sunglasses. I cannot live without the original cast recordings at my fingertips.
Window or aisle seat?
Aisle.
Secret talent?
I am... Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's a secret.
Secret talent. Secret talent. Secret talent.
Won't be secret for long.
No, I know. I know. That's why I have to choose this wisely. I can play the trombone.
Oh.
Can't ride a bike. Can play trombone.
I think it's your turn.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is your favorite piece of clothing that you own?
My favorite piece of clothing that I own is probably a Hugo Boss jacket that I just like a lot because it looks like something Martin Scorsese would have worn in like 1987.
Love it. Five left.
Ready.
Do you have any tattoos?
I do. I have two tattoos. I have a tattoo of a mule on my right arm and a tattoo of a frog on my left arm.
Is the mule because of stubborn?
A mule is stubborn and hairy, much like myself.
What is your pet peeve?
Oh, my pet peeve is when people are mean to children. I hate that. Is that a bad pet peeve?
No, that's crazy.
No, but like when people in public are like yelling at kids, it makes me insane.
Awful.
Yeah. It makes me insane.
It's awful.
Yeah. I hate it.
Yell at them at home, not in public.
It's exactly. Behind closed doors, please.
Are you an introvert or an extrovert?
I guess I'm an extrovert with introvert tendencies.
What is your favorite spot in New York City?
My favorite spot in New York City is probably the bar at the West Bank Cafe on 42nd Street.
And final question, but then I think you have a bonus question.
Mm-hmm.
Final official question.
Yep.
What are you most looking forward to about being 40?
I'm most looking forward to feeling like I don't have to apologize as much for things.
For being 39.
No more. Yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm sorry one more time.
That's
39.
It. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, this is a bonus question. Can you please list all of the musicals that you've written in alphabetical order?
Oh my gosh, alphabetical order. Okay. Be More Chill. The Black Suits. Blood Song of Love.
Whoa, three B's.
I love B's for titles.
Broadway, Love and Hate Nation.
Broadway Bounty Hunter.
Whoa, another B.
Yep. Love and Hate Nation. The Plant That Ate Dirty Socks. Things to Ruin.
Nope.
Rewrite. Things to Ruin. The Untitled, Unauthorized Hunter S. Thompson Musical. I think that's it. Did
that's
I get them
lot.
All?
There's yeah. more. And here's the thing. All of us here today, aside from just being so lucky to live on the same planet as you, the idea that you have written all of those from that sweet head of yours, all of the things that are going to come out in the future of that sweet head of yours. It's kind of an amazing thing, and that we were able to do this live event with you today.
That was
in front of this beautiful audience.
Yeah. Whiplash. Like, I can't wait to watch the video of this and remember all the answers to your questions and figure out.
I feel like you've shared so generously of yourself today.
Well, please. It's like, it's an honor. It's an honor to be with you guys. You guys have been so supportive of me and my career, and you're just really cool people. And what a surreal thing to be able to have a private conversation in the middle of Times Square with everyone watching. It's really, really, really nice.
Can I just say for a second, does everyone know the story of the bees on the blackout night? I feel like that's my one part of Broadway history that I'm involved in, so I want to be sure that everyone knows that on the night of the blackout, Be More Chill was on Broadway. The only three shows that didn't have, that had any power at all and could keep their show going all started with a B.
Beetlejuice,
Be More Chill, Burn This,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's it. Beautiful.
Broadway and Broadway Bounty Hunter downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think you're onto something with the shows that start with a B.
It's really good. It's like right at the top of the listings, but it's not the very top, so you don't come off as too like full of yourself.
Like AAA. AAA musical.
Exactly.
That's what I would name my musical.
Too much. No. Trying too hard.
Can go up top.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So everyone here today, I thought it would be incredible if we all sang Happy Birthday to Joe Iconis.
Unfortunately, though, we couldn't find an accompanist.
Oh, yeah.
And we were wondering if you know.
Do you know how to play Happy Birthday?
Oh, yeah. I can do Happy Birthday.
Do you mind?
I can do Happy Birthday. Great.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, cool. I would love to.
Panic there. Just Happy Birthday.
Will you guys all sing wherever you come from? Happy Birthday is a universal song. I know you know it. Will you join us as we sing Happy Birthday to Joe Iconis?
Happy Birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday Joe Iconis.
We love you so much, we can't believe how much we love you. My God, we love you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, everybody.
We all just made our debut in a Joe Iconis musical, accompanied live by the composer himself of Happy Birthday.
Happy Birthday, my love. We love you so much. Thank you guys for coming. Don't forget to listen to How to Be More Chill, a podcast on the Broadway Podcast Network. But they have hundreds of unbelievable podcasts, musicals, everything performing arts. Broadway Podcast Network, we love you. Thank you guys for coming today. You're the best. There is a whole weekend of Broadway-centric events just ready for you. Everything is free. Thank you, Playbill. Thank you, Curtain Up. Thank you to everyone who made this possible today. Have a wonderful day, you guys. Welcome back to Broadway.
Happy birthday, Joe Iconis.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Thanks, everyone.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.